sometimes it just helps to have another opinion, a biblically grounded opinion. Welcome to Ask Pastor John, a short time of questions and answers with pastor and author John Piper. John, since the beginning of your ministry, you have taught the importance of hope. What is so important about Christian hope?
If our future is not secured by God, satisfied by God, then we are going to be excessively anxious, which results in either a paralyzing fear or a self-managed, greedy control, and we're going to be thinking about ourselves and thinking about our future and thinking about our problems and thinking about our potential, and that keeps us from loving. In other words, hope is the birthplace of Christian self-sacrificing love because we just let God take care of us, and therefore we're not preoccupied with having to work to take care of ourselves and cover for ourselves. We say, Lord, I just want to be there for other people tomorrow because you're going to be there for me. If we don't have that hope that Christ is for us, then we will be engaged in self-preservation, engaged in self-enhancement. But if we can let ourselves be there, taken care of by God in the future, I mean future 5 minutes out or 5 centuries out, if we can trust ourselves to God, we can be free for others, and then we'll love people, and then God's glory will shine more clearly because that's how he becomes visible. When he satisfies us so deeply that we're freed to love other people, then he becomes more manifest, and that's what we want above all.
John, what are the key differences between Christian hope and the sense that hope is generally used today?
The word hope in ordinary English vocabulary generally is distinguished from certainty. We would say, well, I don't know it's going to happen, but I hope it happens. When you read the word hope in the Bible, and we talk about hope fully in the grace that is coming to you at the revelation of the Lord Jesus, something like that, hope is not wishful thinking. It's not, I don't know if it's going to happen, I hope it happens. That's absolutely not what is meant by Christian hope. Christian hope is God has promised that something is going to happen. Now, put your hope in that promise so that Christian hope is a confidence that something will come to pass because God has promised it will come to pass.
John, very briefly in closing then, when we find ourselves discouraged, practically, how do we build hope in God?
Hope is a portion or part of faith. Faith and hope, in my mind, are overlapping realities. Hope is faith in the future tense. So most of faith is hope. And the Bible says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So if you ask, where does hope come from, and how can we strengthen our hope? It comes from the word of God. It comes from reading his precious and very great promises and looking to Christ who purchased them. In fact, I would sum it up like this, Bob. The most important verse in the Bible for me probably is Romans 8:32, which says, he who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, will he not with him freely give us all things? Now that last part is hope, hope, hope producing, but it's grounded in the rock solid God didn't spare his own son. So the essence of what we look at in the Bible is what has Christ done for me in my sinful condition that enables me to know I will not come into judgment, I will not come into condemnation, all things are working together for my good. And the answer is Christ died for me, he rose again for me, and therefore all the promises of God are yes in him. So let's look away from the circumstances that confront us, look to Christ, look to the promises, and hold fast to them. Hope comes from the promises of God rooted in the work of Christ.
The ultimate answer to the question of joy is knowing Jesus Christ. At Desiring God, we aim to help you know Him and enjoy Him like you never have before. Visit today and take advantage of the many free resources at our website designed to help you make Christ the treasure of your life. www.desiringgod.org. Desiringgod.org.